Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I want to talk about a subject that oftentimes doesn't get talked about enough, I don't think, but that we need to practice more, especially as believers. But it's a simple little word called repentance. And something that we need to be able to have in our spiritual DNA, if you will, because you say that word, and sometimes people just wax over it. But I was reading in Luke, and I saw, you know, where John the Baptist, you know, I mean, he just let it rip.
Yeah, he did.
He just let it rip, and John the Baptist is giving a baptism of repentance. And we think of an altar call today, people giving their lives to God. But listen, when they were getting baptized, they were doing a baptism of repentance. Their lives were changing. They were leaving their old way of life. And this is what John the Baptist says in Luke chapter 3, verse 8. He says, produce fruit in keeping with your repentance. And repentance is not just saying you're sorry. It's just not, you know, feeling bad for your sin. It involves, you know, confessing, and it involves acknowledging that this sin is wrong, that you've sinned against God, but it doesn't end there. It includes an absolute awareness, a change of mind and behavior that says, listen, I've sinned against God, this is bad, and I need to change. Mm-hmm. I need to stop doing what I'm doing, and this is not good. And you repent, you turn away from the things that you were doing that lead to death and bondage. And so you often hear people say, well, I repented. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? If there's no fruit in your repentance, then did you really repent? Right. Because a lot of people feel sorry. They feel bad. They feel sorrowful. But the Bible tells us that godly sorrow causes us to repent. Just because someone's sorrowful doesn't mean that they're sorrowful that they've hurt God or that they hurt others. Maybe they're just sorrowful that they got caught.
Yeah.
Maybe they're sorrowful that they just can't keep doing the sin they were doing. Maybe they're sorrowful of the consequences that now they're going to have to face. But sorrowful because you've hurt God will lead you to a life of repentance, a life that turns around. And John continues to say in verse 9, says the axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. Now, there's an expectation of our lives that we need to produce good fruit. Mm-hmm. If we say that we're a believer, if we say that we're a Christian, if we say that we walk with God, then there should be clear evidence in our lives that point to that. Is a reasonable expectation. I mean, Jesus said himself, he says, you will know them by their fruit. He said, be careful that wolves will come among you wearing sheep's clothing, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Looks like a sheep, but does it act like a sheep? And you can say many things, but the question is, what does the fruit tell you? And they were so gripped. They were so gripped by this message, Pat, that they looked over to John. They said, what shall we do then? what do we do? Mm-hmm. What do we do? The axe is already at the root. What do we do? Mm-hmm. They weren't talking about a strategy of containment. You know, that's not what John was talking about. Contain your sin. Trim off the trees.
Right.
He said, no, the axe is at the root. You got to deal with this thing. Get down to the root of it. Get it out of your life. And so for the tax collectors, he said, hey, don't collect any more than you are required to. They were just taking some extra money. They were, you know, stealing, basically.
Mm-hmm.
He said, stop doing that. Don't do that anymore. Right? And then of course, the soldiers came up and said, hey, what should we do?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, don't extort money. Don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay. Knock it off. Right? Don't do that stuff. And so you look at this stuff, you're like, all these people, wow, this is amazing, right? The guy with two tunics, what should we do? Give one away to the person who doesn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't, you know, you have 50 shoes. You can't only have, you know, Can't wear all the shoes at one time, right?
Right. Give away some.
Give away one or two or 30. You know, all depends how many you have. And they were so astonished at what John said. The Bible says in their heart they thought, maybe he's the one. They were wondering in their hearts, is he possibly the Christ? And he responded. He said, they said in their heart, but he responded to him and says, no, I'm not him. The one who comes, he's going to baptize you with the Spirit and with fire. And that's what we need. We need a baptism of Spirit and fire. But a lot of times people want the Spirit and the fire without the baptism of repentance. You know what I'm saying? And listen, this is where we're at today, because we're living in a time right now that many are preaching a gospel that says you can do whatever you want, you can say whatever you want, and just because you say that you're a Christian, just because you wear a cross, just because you can quote a verse of Scripture, that makes you a Christian. And the question is, what would Jesus say? What would Jesus say? Christian means Christ-like. Christian means follower of the Lord. And one of the biggest challenges that we're facing today is making disciples, making followers of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said plainly, listen, if you're going to follow me, let me just pause here for a moment and let me tell you, you need to pick up your cross, you need to deny yourself, and then you can follow me. Go to the place of no return, pick up this cross, and then come follow me. And the truth is that you can't serve two masters. If Jesus is Lord, and he is, then serve him and him alone.
Yeah, and you look at that, and you're talking about the disciples. In John 15, he talks when he says, you know, this is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. And that's the huge thing. It's just like, when you look at in the book of Acts, they did not call themselves Christians. They were first called Christians because people looked at their lives and says, you know, yeah, you're one of those that walk with Jesus. And that's the thing. If we have to tell others that we're a Christian, there's something wrong. They should be able to look at our life and say, you're different. You're one of those Christ followers, aren't you?
Yeah. Amazing. What does repentance look like? It looks like, you know what? Leaving a life of sin behind. Mm-hmm. It looks like being sorrowful, not just because you got caught, was sorrowful for God. It looks like a change of behavior. You were going one way, but now you're going another way because you've been exposed before God and you want to do the right thing before him. We want to encourage you to search your hearts, to lay your heart open before God and ask him, is there anything in my life that I need to repent of? Anything in my life that I need to change? Because I want to live for your glory and your glory alone.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.